This is Full Draw Fitness, and you are listening to the Archery Maniacs Podcast. Now it's time for Archery Maniacs Updated News. We launched an updated website at www.archerymaniacs.com. Go there and you will find Archery Maniacs Taxidermy. Our taxidermy includes European mounts, hydrographic skull dips, and custom artwork, customizable video packages, packages to fit all your hunt needs, monthly newsletter. The newsletter will include success stories, failure stories, gear reviews, wild game recipes, upcoming episodes in our online series, and upcoming podcasts, and updates to our YouTube online series called Live Life at Full Draw. Alert, alert! Soon to launch our ebooks, Hunt Planner Guide, all the steps you need to plan your next DIY dream hunt, including specific questions, hunt plans, and step-by-step instructions. Keto Dehydration. Make your own dehydrated keto meals for your hunting and backpacking adventures. Super Tune Your Bow, Beginner's Bow Tuning Guide, and more. Thank you for tuning into the show, and we appreciate you checking out the website. Have you tried a fitness training plan that wasn't for you? Elevation Fitness Training is the one and only fully customizable training program that personalizes your fitness for you, the individual. Mention Archery Maniacs and get 10% off the training package of your choice. Nutrition can be one of the hardest areas to tackle. What's the best way of eating? How much of this or that do I need? Nutrition Realign takes the guessing game out and looks at where you are and where you want to go. Your health and goals is their priority.
Hey everybody, welcome to Full Draw Fitness with Courtney and Steven of Elevation Fitness Training.
We're going to be going over everything from fitness to hunting, archery, and just being comfortable with your bow in the backcountry. So sit tight, get comfortable, and follow us along the journey of Full Draw Fitness.
Now,
let's
get
into
the show!
Welcome back. Full Draw Fitness. Steven and Courtney here from Elevation Fitness Training. Howdy.
How's it going?
Fantastic.
Here we go with this again.
Here we go.
We are taking over Wednesdays. We are going to be doing a fitness segment with Archery Maniacs on here every Wednesday. So if you guys just want to get this out there, have questions, topics you want to cover, things you want to ask us, or, you know, things that pop up that are going on with you as far as health and fitness related, shoot your questions over to us. We would love to do a podcast where we address those specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if it's not, you know, 100% fitness related, we like the challenge of trying to rein it back in. So anyway, without further ado, today we wanted to get a little bit vulnerable and kind of true authentic self. And our topic for today is going to be getting back on the wagon. It's going to be, how do we refocus? How do you find a way to, if there's been excuses made, if life has just gotten the way and gotten heavy, whatever it might be, you know, we can make things worse than they are. We can make things better than they are.
We can end up slashing all the tires.
That's right.
So there's a lot of self-sabotage that can come when people notice or find themselves in a place where you've fallen off, you know, you've kind of kicked your gym routine to the wind. You know, and it's one thing where lots of things can take over. It can be health, family, time, you know, you can be traveling. You know, you could just lose your motivation and you know, end up 2 months, 3 months down the road going, man, I haven't done anything and I feel like crap and I need to get back to it. And just like we've been kind of talking this week, anybody can get there. Everybody, anybody, you know, it doesn't discriminate. This happens, you know, to us. It happens to our clients. And it's important, though, to remember, just like I was telling you yesterday, the first few steps, the first many steps, are going to be the hardest. just as it was when we first started, when our client or when this person listening who's off the wagon first started, it's going to be going through the motions until eventually one day you wake up and you start creating that desire again. You know, you feel the fire and then all of a sudden you start remembering how it feels and how you want it. And it gets a little bit easier, but it's vital in the first few times, the first few sessions back, to go, I don't want to be here. I'm in the gym parking lot. I've been here for a half hour. I have no desire to go inside. I want to punch everybody in the face. But I know in order for me to get over this and eventually down the line get back into my groove of things, I've got to go in there and put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah. Boy, that sounds familiar. cat out of the bag. That was me yesterday, she speaks of. And me, unfortunately, in the past couple months. So, you know, I've dedicated my life, my entire adult life specifically, to staying fit, staying healthy, and helping others overcome, you know, obstacles of challenge and self-doubt and staying motivated and trying to keep that focus on whatever the particular goal might be. And I found myself not having goals. I found myself being complacent. I found myself, you know, catching up and kind of saying, you know, which I've heard and dealt with and supported my friends, family, loved ones, you know, mostly clients, dozens and dozens of clients who were dwelling on the what I used to do and what I used to be. And
oh, absolutely. Holy crap. That's been me the last few days, you know.
Yeah.
Big time. And I know I said it to you yesterday, and today I need a giant dose of that myself. It's like, it doesn't matter what you used to be capable of, even if that was yesterday, and today's not your day. What matters is that you go, the hell with it. I'm not going to hold the reins that tightly. What I can control is what I can put in right now. And that's hard.
It's so hard.
That's a big piece of eye-opening, you know, punch you right in the face, not so feel good. But it has to happen, because if you don't, who wants to pursue or continue or move on going, man, I used to be really good at this.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get through that if all you can say to yourself is, man, I used to, you know, run this minute per mile, or I used to be able to hike this, or I used to be able to do this many reps of that. If you're comparing to your old self or to somebody else, you're not going to stay in it. You're going to fall back off eventually, or you're going to, like I said, self-sabotage yourself.
Yeah.
And this is us preaching to ourselves more than anything, but it's so relevant to everybody.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, complete ownership of goods and bads, and, you know, true authentic self is extremely important, especially today. You know, whether you're hearing about this podcast on social media, or you're cruising through iTunes, or, you know, Zach or his family, or someone just said, hey, you know, Archery Maniacs is this awesome podcast, and, you know, once a week, these two goofballs from a fitness training company who love to be outside and spend time with their family and hunt and hike and be healthy, you know, however you're listening to that, however you're hearing it, sometimes along the way of that path or finding, you know, a source of inspiration, you might find a lot of noise and a lot of, you know, non-authentic folks. So we're going to get a little bit real today. So we're going to keep it kind of short, but we're going to get real, and we're going to, you know, maybe touch more people, hopefully, that really need kind of a wake up, or just to realize that, hey, you know, we're nobody important. We're no one special. You know, we try really hard to put out a good brand and to, you know, to produce results for our clients and for the people that we care about and that we're so fortunate to work with. And of course each other. I mean, you know, I feel like you're my biggest support and my rock. And especially yesterday, like that story she was telling you, that was me just pissed off, you know, sore and tired and just unmotivated as could be. And I was sitting in the gym parking lot, you know, a place that I hadn't been for a while. And I didn't want to go inside. I didn't have much to give. And, you know, my mental game was weak and it was small. You know, I was a mental giant. And here I sit you know, now looking back at that just 24 hours ago, and, you know, I've been trying to practice a lot of positive thought. And, you know, I reached out to Courtney and I said, hey, here's what I'm doing. Here's how I feel, you know. Here is my lack of motivation and inspiration, you know. I'm just not feeling it. And she's like, hey, you know, life happens, and right now your job is to get out of that truck and go in the gym and move and stress yourself and sweat.
And do anything other than think about what it used to feel like, what it used to be like, what the numbers were or the reps were, or, you know, any past or previous experience with you being in that element. That's not now, you know, nor does it benefit what you're doing at this moment. So absolutely, you know, I said, I don't care if you want to hear it or not. You need to get your ass out of the car and go in there and move. Doesn't matter what it looks like or what it is, you know, or how you're expecting it to feel. What matters is that you make the effort. And I, you know, reflecting on some of my clients, you know, there are days where I go, if you get there and all you can give is 5 minutes, damn good job for doing it.
Yeah.
Because that's one more, you know, ball rolling in the right direction, you know, and you keeping momentum rather than you getting there and going, I just can't.
Yeah.
I just have to throw it in. Then all you've done is, you know, basically gave way to throwing in the towel. And it's not a failure or non-failure. It's about exercising the effort to make those hard decisions when that moment comes.
Yeah. You know, it's... There's plenty of excuses that could be made in the spur of the moment decision to not do it or to not go in there. And, you know, I think the hardest thing for most people, and I can speak for myself, is just reaching out to somebody that you trust, that you feel safe with, and going, hey, man, I am dragging ass. I am not motivated. I don't feel like doing this. You know, I need your words. I need your support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, help me through this. Help me get in there. And whatever it is, it doesn't have to be the gym. It could be getting outside. It could be spending time with your kids. It could be,
It could be life. I mean, sometimes doing anything is tough, you know. And I think, you know, it's a great point to reach out to somebody that you trust and who you value, whose opinion you seek out and would, you know, listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times, and I know I'm speaking from, you know, past experience as well, you know, you get there and whatever task you're trying to complete, you know, you're kind of on the outside of that looking in. And, you know, for me, if it would be like a gym workout or something, I can relate to this because I'd go, hey, okay, I need some motivation. Hey, I follow this motivating, you know, whatever it is page. I'm going to look at there. And then you start to just go, I'm not good enough. I'm not that good. I'm not in that shape. I'm not this or that or the other. And so I think what you said about reaching out to somebody who you very much value, who you trust, whose advice would be valuable to you, rather than doing your old pattern of going, hey, I'm going to look at this, or hey, I'm going to try to find motivation here, like... You need to start building that motivation in yourself, because what happens when we look to those outside sources, whether we want to admit it to ourselves or not, there's this level of comparison, or where you're then looking at what you should be doing and here you are not doing it. It devalues the effort that you're trying to put in.
Yeah, and that comes back with a vengeance.
It does.
Typically within, you know, a day or two, not the same day, and then you're kind of like, this like mini depression sets in. Well, gosh, why didn't I just do that? And then the whys come and the what ifs, right? Mm-hmm. What if I would have just tried this? Or why didn't I just, you know, ABC, whatever it is. And so, you know, I think a solid point that Courtney made was, even if it's 5 minutes, you go in and be proud of that. Don't look at yourself like, oh, I only did.
And there's a lot of times that you go in going, okay, I've given myself the easy route for today. I'm going to do a really quick hitter, you know, whatever it is. But then you get there and you start going, oh, yeah, I remember this. This feels good. And a lot of times, even though you plan to do a short session or quick cardio, you end up going a little bit longer than what you even expected because of you start to remember the cycle of, wow, this does feel good. I'm burning off stress hormone. You know, this movement is fueling my body in a way that allows the rest of this stress to kind of start to decompress.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, for me, I've had this kind of nagging glute hamstring thing going on for some time now. And so there's certain things that I can't do, which is, you know, running uphill. And I can hike all day long. I can put some weight in a pack and hike. And man, it never bothers me. But, you know, exerting myself in a running fashion, flat surface, uphill, anything like that, just seems to bother it. So there's no point in, you know, after having this, you know, finding this self-adversity of, do I go, do I not go? If I go to exercise, if I go outside to run, is it going to hurt? Am I going to be tired? How little will I have? Or just saying, you know, here's what I know bothers this part of my body. Here's what I'm going to avoid. And even though I'm going to avoid that, I'm still going to put an effort on the other things that are important. And so for me yesterday, it was, I'm going to get on a spin bike. I'm not going to put a ton of resistance on it. I'm going to go for about 5 minutes and warm up, and then I'm going to put some resistance on it. And I'm going to just do little spurts of standing, sitting, standing, sitting. And then all of a sudden, 12 minutes goes by, and I'm sweating. You know, I've gone like 4.5 miles or something like that, and I felt accomplished. And I was like, you know what? Nothing's hurting me. I feel good. I'm sweating, which means that my body's starting to warm up. I'm gonna hit the foam roller. I'm gonna kind of do a little inventory of my body, see how everything feels, and then I'm gonna go through the motions. You know, I'm gonna move my legs. I'm gonna move my core. I'm gonna work on some stability. I'm gonna try to do some single leg stuff. Oh, wait a second. The single leg stuff bothers that part, so I'm gonna completely avoid that. You know, so there's these checks and balances, and I think that not being afraid to, and this can go for all of us, you know, and there's a lot of people. I'm 38 years old, but I was, you know, a 25-year-old. I'm the baddest man alive, you know, before. And I would never listen to someone who said, you know what, I only got 10 minutes in today, whatever it was, or I only ran this far, or I only did, you know, this many drills, or I only whatever it was. And you'd scoff at them. That's all you did, right? And it takes someone who's brave and has courage to say, you know what? Here's what I had to give. I gave it my best, and I'm going to be happy with that, and I'm going to build from there, right? Can't be afraid of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as far as speaking from, you know, where I'm at right now, not that anybody may care, but it may be relevant to somebody listening. I've gone through since December of having, you know, unfortunately, one hurdle after another. You know, a shoulder surgery and then a hysterectomy that was unexpected and then a hip surgery. And, you know, so here I am. I go from being the kind of person who has to move in order to stay sane, for one, and two, to feel accomplished, to get to, you know, 10 o'clock at night going, okay, I'm ready for bed. And I worked for everything that I gave and that everything that I did today. And I feel good about that. And there's some kind of something in that that makes me and a lot of people feel relevant. I feel relevant when I exert my body, when I try, when I give effort, when I do things that I don't think I can do that are really tough and I accomplish them. When I put effort out, that's when I feel relevant, you know, to put it mildly. So going through this last few months where I'm literally hobbling from the kitchen to the bedroom, you know, and maybe outside for a little while, that really screws with my head, you know, and there's been, thankfully, a lot of growth in understanding that what makes me valuable or what makes me feel good or what makes me have energy doesn't necessarily have to be the hard work. And I've had a lot of really good days, but, you know, just like yesterday and today, I've had a really difficult time of feeling like, okay, this is the season I'm in. I'm right here. It doesn't mean I can't do anything. It means I have to find what I can do and put that effort in. So if that means, you know, doing a diligent job with my physical therapy, getting out my Acubo and drawing it 15 times a day, not doing that because I feel like, well, I should be able to, or I used to, or this, you know, serves me no purpose at getting anywhere past where I'm at right now.
Right.
So to my bad attitude of feeling like I should be able to do more, but right now this is where I'm at. Okay, that's behind me, because from this point forward, if I ever want to be even a shadow of the person that I used to be or do the things that I used to do, it's going to take my effort, not my excuses.
Yeah, it's and you know, could possibly be more effort than it took to be successful, you know, or on the top of whatever podium that we choose to compete at. Yeah, I mean, that's difficult. And I think that, you know, hearing the words makes me happy. I'd like to refer to a great, great man. His name's Jeff Yocum. He's in Denver, Colorado. He was a business coach, kind of a life coach to me, and he taught me something super important. So there's a huge difference between happy and feel good. And the best way that I can relate to that is feel good is short term, right? Feel good might last 2 hours. Happy is a lifetime accomplishment. So an example of each, and I'm sure you know where I'm going to go with this one. Ice cream makes me happy, or makes me feel good, excuse me, right? It makes you feel good. It's packed with sugar. It's cold. It's all my favorite things. But it's this, you know, diminishing return on investment over time, right? You eat the ice cream, you eat the popcorn, you eat the whatever, you do the this, you do the that, and that feels good. And then that slope starts to go down, and it starts to go down, and it starts to go down, and then you go through that sugar withdrawal, and then you don't, right? It's a short-term thing. Happy, you know, my family makes me happy. You know, living out in the country in a place that we always dreamed of makes me happy. Going hunting with my best friend makes me happy, and you know, this new little kitten we've got makes me pretty happy. Except for when she's up partying all night. But anyway, finding a way to be happy and knowing the difference between feeling good and happy, I think is extremely important. That's helped me get through a lot of, you know, adversity in my life and tough times. And I feel like things are on the up and up. And, you know, it's super important, one, to be authentic, two, to take extreme ownership, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, and three, if you need to be encouraged or motivated or inspired by somebody, reach out to that person. Do you know how many people would say no, even if you've never met them in person, and just say, do you know what, I've heard of you. Here's what I like about you. I'm going through this. Could you give me a couple words of advice? I would love to chat with somebody like that. I can't think of anybody who would say no, you know?
Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
Anyway, we got a little real with you that time, this time. And I just think it's important to touch on those topics. And I think that, you know, this is something that hopefully will help a lot of people grow and reach out and, you know, conquer those adversities.
Yeah, it's easy to not take things seriously, or not, you know, put this weight of relevance on where you are right now. But it doesn't matter, like we said, where you were before. You know, what you're going to do about it from this point forward is what's going to make or break where you go. I say all the time, like, you know, if you don't make effort or if you don't change what you're doing, you may end up where you're going.
That's right.
And that can be a really good thing or a really bad thing.
Really bad thing, yeah.
So, you know, if today you find yourself, you know, going, hey, you know, that sounds a lot like me, or I'm kind of in this slump, or, you know, I've been battling this or that, or need to get back in the groove of it, my biggest encouragement would just be just start. Whether that's 10 steps down the driveway or 5 minutes in the gym, or, you know, getting back on clean eating or whatever that may be, you know, start that. Make yourself a checklist and begin, even if it's in the smallest amount you can, you know, ever dream of doing. And remember that while you're doing it, what you used to doesn't matter.
Does not matter. That's right. Reach out to somebody. Let them know that you need some inspiration or help. If someone wanted to reach out to us, how would they do that?
You can find us online, elevationfitnesstraining.com. There's a link on the very end of the homepage to contact us. You can send us a message if you guys want to chat about what we talked about today or need a little bit of encouragement or advice on what to do next, or just somebody to kind of listen to what's going on. We'd love to hear from you. Send that out. You can also subscribe on there to our weekly. We do a newsletter. We're also sending out a blog. Sometimes we do giveaways, so you can connect with us, subscribe for that, so you can stay in touch with what we're doing. We're also on Instagram and Facebook at Elevation Fitness Training. And yeah, just reach out. You know that anybody and everybody's also been in this same spot. If they say they haven't, they are a liar.
Yeah, that's right. Feel free to even shoot a direct message at Her Outdoor Journey is Courtney's handle on Instagram, and mine is huntfit_08. So,
also, do us a favor, like this podcast, subscribe, and stay tuned for what's coming next week.
That's right. Let us know if you guys have any questions, topics, anything related to or similar to anything archery, fitness, fun,
outdoors, health, nutrition,
even backpacking. A good joke.
Yeah, food. Good jokes.
Yum. All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the show. It means a lot to us.
But seriously, though, I really appreciate your ear. And it would mean the world to me if you would rate our podcast. If you didn't like it, 1-star it. But if you did, a 5 is even better. Don't forget to comment, like, share, and hit that subscribe button. Thanks again for tuning into the show. Some other podcasts that you should definitely check out are
Eastman Elevating with Bride and Barney,
and Hunt Harvest Health with Ryan and Hillary Lampers.
Some other YouTube channels to check out:
Hardworking Hunter, Sterling's Extremes Outdoors, and Lane Walter Productions.
And a special thanks to
Maven Optics, Six Sight Gear, Dark Energy Tech, Shield Mountain Outdoors, The Outdoor Insiders, Iron Mind Hunting, Valkyrie Archery, and Gannett Ridge Sporting Equipment.